Second hour of the program, and inviting you to take control of the airwaves as always at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there. The features are free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites. You can enjoy over at freetalklive.com and create the content by submitting show prep to the site, which could mean anything that you think is useful online. Could be funny, could be interesting, serious. Submit it to the site. Others vote. The most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
We are talking about something that turned out to be controversial on Friday that I totally didn't expect to be controversial. We had an event at the Supreme Court in New Hampshire. For those of you that don't know, maybe you're new to the show, Derek J., you and I, we both moved here, as hundreds of people have done, here to New Hampshire, as part of the Free State Project, a project of moving thousands, hopefully, down the line, of liberty-minded people all to the same place in order to get active to achieve more freedom in our lifetime.
That's right. Live free or die.
That's why we're here. I'm from Florida originally. You're from
Philadelphia.
Philly and the New Jersey area. And people from California, some people from around the world are coming here. It's a really exciting thing. We'll tell you more about the Free State Project in a little bit. But one of the things we were doing on Friday was a lot of us, about two dozen people, came out to the Supreme Court to testify in favor of allowing cameras in court. Seems like a duh, kind of no-brainer issue, but they seem to have a problem with that up here in some places in New Hampshire. And while we were in the lobby is really when all the action happened, and which is what I expected to happen. I thought I might end up being arrested and violating my terms of release because I was just in jail a few months ago. I thought I was going to get arrested perhaps. There was a good chance that we would get arrested for doing this.
For contempt of court or something similar?
Some nonsense like that. Disorderly conduct or whatever. But I knew that if we had enough people, that the more people we had, the less likely arrests would be. And so that's why I went in there, because we knew in advance. We had people planning in advance that they were going to come out and they were going to record. And even though it ended up being that some people dropped out towards, as the date came up, we still had enough people where most people felt comfortable going in and doing it. So we had about eight or so people in there recording video. One of the bailiffs in there, the security agents, Dennis the Menace, as we called him, was out of control. He was running into people. He was trying to stare them down, get up in their face, glowering at them, and he was just absolutely awful. This other lady comes out, she's wagging her finger at us, talking at us like a school marm, trying to tell us what to do, telling us we can't record video, and that she's going to go get the judge's order, and she's going to show us, and she leaves the room and never comes back for like a half an hour. She never brought the order out, and when she did finally come back, she just told everyone we could go inside, basically, and completely ignored the fact that she'd come out a half an hour earlier and threatened all of us. But during all of this, there was one point at which things were getting pretty tense with this security agent who was, like, literally elbowing people out of the way and being very rude.
Just shouting in their faces.
He ended up shouting at one young lady, Kate from Free Keen. She ended up getting shouted at. She was standing next to him, and he tried to tell her to move out of the way, apparently. She turned to him to speak to him about this, like to ask him what he was talking about or whatever, because she wasn't in anybody's way. She was standing next to a desk. If he'd wanted to, he could have gone around her. There was no one in his way stopping him from doing that. He just wanted to mess with a little girl, basically. He wanted to pick on the 50-year-old hulking, trench coat wearing, intimidating security agent, wanted to pick on an 18-year-old girl. And so
it's interesting that out of all of the potential victims, he chose the youngest and smallest.
Isn't it, though? And it's not the first time Kate's been picked on by these thugs either. So, and part of what he was doing, I think, was trying to rile up the men that were around as well, expecting maybe, someone would want to step to her aid and, perhaps throw a punch at him. Because I think that's why he was getting up in people's faces as well. I mean, it's common.
Oh, he was starting
tactics.
He was being very provoking, and even, I thought it was interesting, inexplicably, during a stare-down contest, he walks through a security gate and beep. Lets the beep go off, yeah. and just like gives this intense stare at the individual he's been staring at, as if he's revealing that he's armed.
That's exactly what he was doing, and he was called out for it too. I mean, verbally as he did that. But so he says something to Kate. She turns to him, is looking straight at him, is, you know, beginning to ask him, what are you talking about? What's going on? I wasn't close enough to hear what she was saying, but she clearly acknowledged that he was talking to her by turning straight to him. And then he yells into her face. And this is all caught on camera. Just scroll down over at freekeen.com. You'll see it there. He yells in her face, get out of the way. And it was around this time when we had started singing. And this ends up being what the singing, that is, what upset people about how things were going down on that particular day. The activism. I couldn't believe it myself because originally, a few years ago, there was no singing that happened in this movement. The singing is a relatively recent phenomenon. Within the last year, it has started. And there was a gentleman here, Richard Onley, is the guy that wrote the songs that we were singing. And they're brilliant, brilliant parody kind of songs. He takes regular tunes that a lot of people know, like in this case, it were Christmas carols. And he puts liberty-oriented lyrics to them. And they're very talented guy. He was, like, this was his big thing. Like, he thought that singing was the key. And I think he makes a good case.
Yeah, I would agree.
If you go to, you go back to the freedom movement of the 1960s, and you look at how they handled protests and they handled human actions like this, singing changes the tone of an encounter. So it changes from being a loud thing where people are just throwing comments and accusations back and forth.
It keeps it unified and gives people a solid, clear message, and also does a lot to keep people calm, I would think. You know,
right.
When it can be very easy in a stressful situation where agents of the state are making threats on free individuals, it can be tempting to shout out at them and respond in ways that are just not as so polite. So I think singing is a perfect response to things like that.
Absolutely, and that's what they found in the past. I mean, this is not a new idea. It's a good old idea, and it works very effectively. And I think you've seen it very personally in your experience thus far as an individual activist, because you were arrested a couple of times this summer. One time was during one of those encounters where the police showed up, they're being aggressive, they're being intimidating, and people are responding kind of in kind. You know, they're not responding with violence, but they are responding with words that are frustrated, words that are perhaps of an angrier tone. What are you doing to my friend? This is outrageous. How can you do this? I mean, all kinds of comments like that would be coming at the police from different people. So when you're an observer, whether you're observing there or you're observing via video, it kind of turns into this cacophony of noise that it makes it difficult to really hear who all saying what, and it makes it difficult for the police officer or whoever to respond to everyone because they're being peppered with these comments. But then if everybody starts singing, as you said, it's unified, it's one message, and it sounds good,
right.
And friendlier.
It frames the video also as cops versus people rather than, you know, sometimes when there are activists in a video and they're all shouting things at the police, I could understand an outsider viewing it as, well, the police needed to be there because there's
obviously... Look at this rowdy crowd.
Exactly.
Right, so it changes the tone, yeah. I think. And that's why I had my song sheets with me. I had them in my bag, and I said, you know, this is too much tension in here. This guy's threatening people. People are getting upset. There's too much crosstalk. I'm not the kind of person who's going to say, shh, 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 you shouldn't be talking. And I'm not going to go in and tell you, if you're speaking to this cop and there's other people speaking, I'm not going to say you shouldn't talk to him. Or, you know, you shouldn't say how you feel. I would never want to impose my view on somebody.
Right, but it's great to offer alternatives for what you could do with your time and energy.
Right, and that's what I had in mind. I figured, I've got the song sheets, we've got some of the members of the Shire Choir here, let's pass them out, and let's do some singing right here in the court lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figured this is going to be a good way to reduce the tension, let people have a little bit of fun, even with this crazy fool over there threatening people.
I would think it would.
And the cops were there, too, by that time. State troopers had arrived. There were three of them standing in there acting as though they might consider arresting someone, and it seemed like maybe that's what they were building up to. Turns out they didn't make any arrests, and that's a good thing. But we did sing these songs, and at one point a state rep comes up who happened to be there to testify as we started singing, and he actually tried to stop us from singing.
Unbelievable.
And that was my first indicator that, Just not everybody likes singing. 855-453, and we'll tell you more about their reasoning, what their rationale was for not liking it. Because I was shocked by it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, and your thoughts are welcome as well.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Take control of these airwaves at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. SACL CAI does collections. They do early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. And if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you should get in touch with SACL CAI. You can do it via their banner right at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. You'll find that SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. So you can collect your money and keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. As we continue here with just kind of a shocking account of what happened after the kind of the controversy after the fact of what happened on Friday at the Supreme Court in New Hampshire, where while awaiting a hearing, a public hearing on a rules change about cameras in court, the activists outside of the hearing, they hadn't started yet. In fact, it was probably 20 minutes before it was scheduled to start when this actually happened.
Right. There were threats of arrest, but no arrests that had happened.
Correct. So people stood their ground. They didn't back down from recording in the lobby, which was great because it was a success, and no one got arrested. So that's, you know, my example of, yes, you know, here's another example of numbers make a difference. We had more activists who were recording with video and others who weren't, just there to be friendly and back us up.
Mm-hmm.
We had more activists than they had cops, and so they didn't do anything, and that was good. And at one point, there was some real tension because there was one cop that was, or one security agent of the court that was very intimidating. He was getting up in people's faces, staring, trying to stare them down, and failing. People were laughing at him, and they were kind of, you know, saying things to him and letting them know how they felt about how he was behaving and shaming him to some extent. I think he deserved it. But I thought that at one point it became too much. It was too much tension. Something needed to happen to release mm-hmm. that. And so I decided, well, let's get the song sheets out. Let's do some chronic carols. It's the holiday season. You know, there's no reason we shouldn't sing. Here we are. Let's do this. So I passed out some of the carols. We started singing. One state rep comes over, and he actually tries to stop us from singing. And he didn't last very long at attempting that because we clearly weren't going to stop. And we continued singing. We sang through all five of the Christmas carols, and it was great.
I mean, what was his complaint, that you were too loud? I mean, what was he? You were off pitch? What?
No. Well, okay, so this brings us to the thing that surprised me. Like, that happened to me, and I thought, well, that was weird. Well,
yeah, he's like,
people.
Hey, guys, you're off time.
No, it wasn't that at all.
Like, what's he trying to stop people from singing for?
Basically, what it breaks down to is what I consider the real divide between some activists up here. There's kind of been talk about there being like a schism in the past, and the old talk used to be that the schism was between politicos and anti-politicos.
The inside the system activists and the outside the system
right.
activists.
But I don't think that's the truth. I think that's a false divide, because I think most activists do a little bit of both.
Right.
I think most activists are willing to help anybody on either side of that coin. I'm willing to work on a political campaign, and I'm willing to stand with the civil disobedience. I'm willing to do whatever.
Yeah, moving in the direction of liberty.
Right, I think most people are that way. So I don't think that's the divide. And I actually wrote an article over at freekeen.com about this probably over a year ago, a year or two ago. And it was about how the real divide is between those who respect the system and those who are more likely to laugh at the system. Those people who don't have this reverence, who don't have what they called, in the people that were critiquing the singing, what they call decorum. You weren't respecting the decorum of the court. Didn't your mom teach you that there are quiet places and you're supposed to use 12-inch voices? So that was the suggestion.
I see.
What they were saying was essentially that you weren't respecting their hallowed halls.
Yeah, as if you just throw them enough bones with little like tips of the hat that they're going to just give you freedom.
Well, thank you. And that's what I called them. I call these critics appeasers. That's, I think, what the best name for them is, because they want to kiss the ring of master in the hopes that master's going to give them a little bit more freedom.
Sorry, guys, it's not going to happen.
It just doesn't seem like that's going to happen, but by all means, if that's what they think the best path to liberty is,
well,
I think they should pursue it.
Yeah, I'm not going to stop anyone from taking that path.
And I've never told any of those people to stop, and I've never said you should stop, and I've never, you know, attempted to impose my view of how they should do activism on those people, but here they are once again, and it's always coming from this particular group of people, this group that is so imbued with this inside the system obedient, reverent, fervor or whatever, that I have let these folks, I don't know where I was going with that, but anyway.
Well, there are other ways to bring about freedom other than laughing at the people who are attacking others. So,
but you see, they don't like it when you do those other things, like singing in this particular case, because they believe that it's going to affect them. So they believe that by us being there singing hurt their chances to have their little political thing happen, which, by the way, their political thing passed anyway. So clearly the singing did not affect it, because what we were there for, these proposed rule changes, were approved by this particular panel at the end of the day.
Right. So the whole complaint is null and void, but at the time when the cameras were allowed in the inside the courtroom. It was a courtroom, right?
It was a Supreme Court room.
Okay, yeah.
So basically that's the objection, is that you weren't being, you didn't have enough decorum. It's a quiet place. You should respect that. So you should just keep real quiet. And so my point was, well, what would you have done in this case? Because you have this bureaucrat who is literally, you know, running into young women and elderly gentlemen.
Yeah.
You've got this man who's attempting to stare people down and intimidate them into a fight. How do you handle that, Mr. and Mrs. Decorum? How do you deal with that situation where they're the ones who don't have decorum, where they're the ones who are threatening violence, they're the ones who are being, you know, childish? We were accused of being childish because we were singing songs.
Right. Well, I don't know. I think maybe this the representative who made the complaint is simply lacks another outlet for the type of activism he would really like to do. Maybe singing isn't his style, but if he would maybe put on a three-point hat and impersonate one of the founding fathers as he approached the bailiff and explained to him what he was doing was wrong, maybe that would be a way
a political theater
involved decorum. You know, he could certainly act as if he was being respectful while addressing the concern. You know, I mean, there are
these
all
people,
different kinds of avenues, but to knock one like singing.
Which
is
way better,
to me.
In my opinion, which is way better, which we were just talking about, how singing is better than just shouting. Singing is better than just random people talking all at the same time. It's much better than that, but yet the critique was that this somehow escalated things, that the singing was somehow even worse than the shouting and the talking. I'm sorry. There's no evidence for that whatsoever. The history of activism shows that singing is a diffuser, and that singing does take tension down, and it does help people feel better. I felt better after singing. I don't care about how the thug felt, but I felt better, and you know that's what I'm concerned with, is how the activists are feeling.
Well, yeah, I think it's a nice release. I mean, I've been in situations with law enforcement where I'm feeling pretty nervous.
Sure.
And I mean, just earlier I was doing some cop blocking where a cop had pulled over some kids over on the side of the road, but I was getting worked up. I wanted to shout at this law enforcer and say, what the hell are you doing? You don't need to be harassing these kids and taking their IDs, you're doing things unlawfully and just aggressing against them. But singing, I could get all that out. You can really belt it, you know, and
yeah,
it gives me a way to channel some of that energy into something positive.
Right, and you're harmonizing with others as well, and there's just something there that can never be there with people just chattering, you know, on their own.
Right.
And disconnectedly. So 855-453. I was just shocked by that. I thought, you know, who could disagree with song? But apparently the people that just want to, you know, bow down and kiss the ring in the hopes of getting a little bit of extra freedom. Oh, my God. You can't be singing. It's a courthouse. We can't be having people singing in here. 1-855-453. They didn't have as much of a problem with us recording video as much as they did singing.
Unless it was America the Beautiful.
We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you all the features on the site there for free. So, and those features include the mobile site for those of you with smartphones. You can go to m.freetalklive.com. You'll get quick access there to our live streams and podcast, m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. Wise food storage. You want to get some food to store away for 25 years? These guys have it. Delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry 25-year shelf life. You can prepare them in just minutes simply by adding water. It is a simple process. I've done it. I've had some of the food. It's great. You can find out for yourself, though. I'm not BSing you. Check it out. They've got free entree samples they can send you. So give them a call at 855-FOODWISE and get your free entree sample. Try it out and see what you think. And then if you agree with me that it's a great product, you're probably going to want some so you can store it in case of something unexpected, you know, whether it be unemployment or some sort of natural disaster where you're in need of having food and maybe there's nothing left on the shelves at the store, be a good time to have something from Wise Food Storage. Mm-hmm. Go to wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And if you use code FTL, you'll get free shipping and 10% off of any order for a limited time. So go over to wisefoodstorage.com or call them at 855-FOODWISE today. So coming up here, we're going to talk a little bit about prostitution. I definitely want to get into that, but I feel like maybe there's a little bit more to this divide that I think deserves discussion.
Right.
Because there are always going to be people that disagree with different activist techniques. And that's great. I mean, it's important to have people be able to critique one another and make suggestions as to how things could be improved. But on the other hand, if the person with whom you're disagreeing doesn't have the same goals in mind, then of what value is their critique?
And this, I hear that.
Right. So the suggestion last night was that I wasn't listening to, because I got into this lengthy Facebook thread with some of these critics who are saying that they thought that singing was inappropriate for the lobby of the Supreme Court. And not only that, we didn't sing appropriate songs. We should have picked better material, they said. And, you know, it's true. We could have had better material. Like there's a song about We Will Record or I Will Record and kind of a parody of I Will Survive. Gloria Gaynor, I believe it
That's
is.
That's right.
And so there would, you know, had we had that song, it would have made sense to sing it. But I didn't have those songs. I had Christmas carols, and, you know, they were anti-drug war Christmas carols. I figure there's something to sing, so I wanted to sing.
And it's still relevant. It's the state.
It's the state, and it was a room full of cops, so plenty relevant to sing anti-drug war songs. But so that was the other critique, was you didn't sing relevant songs. You know, so
well,
they're
about self-ownership anyway. It's all about self-ownership. So I mean, the relevancy charge is ridiculous.
I'm not as picky as you are either, or as they are, Derek. I felt like singing anything would have been better than nothing at that point. Even if we had just sung, you know, All We Are Saying Is Give Peace a Chance over and over again, it would have been better than people just yelling and kind of shouting at these aggressive agents.
So, but you said if the goal of the criticizer is not the same as the goal of the person doing the activism, then the criticism is irrelevant. So are you saying that the goal of some of the people who wished the activists to stop was not to advance liberty?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
But I think that... I think ultimately all of our goals is to advance liberty, right? But the immediate goal, like the goal within vision, I suppose.
I
and the goal within vision for the appeasers is to appease, is to, you know, is to do as they are told, is to do as they are expected to do, you know, to show up wearing a suit and to, you know, to be nice and quiet on the lobby and be respectful towards these men in robes and, you know, stand up when they're told to stand up and sit down when they're told to sit down and, you know, just... go through the motions and do as they're told.
Right.
And you know, my short-term goal is to make a stand for liberty and, you know, record video and not stop when told to stop.
Yeah, what about the people who just want to live free?
Right. And my goal is to, you know, keep things as peaceful as possible as well as an activist. I don't want a fight starting. I don't want somebody to lash out at one of these agents attempting to intimidate people. And I think that that singing can bring those tensions down. And so I decided to, you know, to engage in song in this particular event. And so my goals were different, right? Like, I would have been, it wouldn't have mattered to me. I did not expect them to pass this policy. I was going to testify, so, you know, doing my in-the-system thing. But I'm also somebody who doesn't respect the system. So I'm willing to work inside the system, but I'm not going to pretend. And I don't know if these people are pretending. I have a feeling some of them are. I'm not going to pretend like I give a flip about their little customs and their little religion, because that's essentially what it is. You stand for the man in the robe. That's a religious thing. You put your hand over your heart and you pledge to a flag. That's a religious thing.
They're draining away. I mean, if people were to acquiesce to all of the demands of government, I mean, you're just giving away so much time and energy that you could be using in more productive ways to advance freedom in your own life.
Perfect example was when you and some other folks were out in front of one of the local high schools about a week ago.
Yeah, am I going to have a conversation with a bureaucrat? No, I'm not.
Well, what they wanted you to do was they came out. And they, you know, tried to stop you from distributing flyers to the students that were coming out after school. You did not stop. You continued. But what they were saying to you was, well, look, all you need to do is just go over to that white trailer over there and fill out a form and request the ability to give your information out here, and we'll take a look at it.
No.
As though if you were to actually go over to the trailer and sit down and fill out whatever arbitrary form they were to hand you, that they would actually even consider approving it. They just want you to go and jump through their hoops so they can, again, take your time away from you and waylay you from doing the actual effective activism of standing there and giving kids the information.
Right. Those bureaucrats thought they were being clever by coming out and trying to buy our time, saying, oh, we'll just get into a lengthy conversation with these gentlemen, and then they won't be able to hand out pamphlets, or we'll just go send them over to the house next door, and they'll go bother that guy for a few minutes, and the kids will all be gone, and we're the saviors of the day, and the kids didn't get new information. Hooray!
They failed.
Yeah, so they failed because I ignored whatever they were saying. I mean, I don't need permission to...
Right, well, Pete actually engaged them with conversation while you and some others were busily passing out the flyers.
So it's a win-win for everyone, including the bureaucrats.
Right, because we ended up getting some
conversation.
Right, we ended up getting some great video footage out of these bureaucrats desperately trying to get you guys to stop recording and stop handing things out. But if you think about it, had it been a... First of all, had it been a group of obedient people, had it been a group of appeasers, shall we say, they never would have gone to the front of the school in the first place. They would have, you know, called the school board up and said, how do we get to find out how to hand out flyers on campus? And then they would have been passed around to, you know, five different departments.
What a waste of time.
Would have gotten no calls back. And then maybe they finally got a bureaucrat on the phone and be like, oh, let's come down to the white trailer and we'll have you fill out some of these paperwork. We'll put it in front of the school board. And then, you know, 5 months later, you'll get an answer or whatever. And it would have been completely blown off and they would have been so burned out on the whole process of trying to just get some information into the hands of kids when all they ever really had to do was show up, break the rules, the unspoken rules, and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the disagreement comes
in. And you can do it with decorum. I don't think I was particularly rude to any of the people.
No,
that
and you weren't dressed shabbily either.
No, well, thank you. Yeah, I you know, try and dress up when I'm talking to these people and doing outreach. And yeah, so I think you can have decorum and break the rules.
But you have to. But what you don't, or what where you're not getting, is they believe decorum is only doing it as they think it should be done, right? So even though you're very, very
well, okay, maybe decorum's the wrong word.
I think you can be polite
and respectful, but you can break the rules.
But really, that's what this is all about. Is you're not doing it their way.
Mm.
You're breaking the rules, and they think that that hurts them. So, but I don't care if they go and they jump through all those hoops. I don't care if they, you know, bow down and kiss the ring. If that's what they think's effective, go for it. You can, you know, bash your head up against that political wall as much as you want. But there's been this history here where these folks who are kind of the appeaser types, the ring kissers, are the ones that are the loudest critics of things like civil disobedience and doing other non-cooperative acts and doing things like the drinking game where we're drinking water out of beer bottles in the city council meeting, which got me arrested last year, because that's not appropriate. It's not. Look, what will people think about what you're doing? And the thing they don't get that I tried to explain is that it's not my goal to bring everyone who's here on board. It's my goal to attract people who are like me, who are willing to break the rules and stand up for liberty, to this place.
That's who I want to see.
Exactly. So you got to set, you got to, you know, be the change you wish to see in the world. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't want to attract obedient people. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin. Yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is here for you to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Here tonight is Ian.
And Derek J.
Inviting you to our website over at freetalklive.com. You will find features there, and you'll find them for free. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. So you can shop at either Amazon or Newegg. There are links to both. If you click into the Amazon links, and there's different Amazons for different countries, so click in the one that's right for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase. So whatever you need to buy, Amazon probably sells it, even groceries. You just head over to shop.freetalklive.com. And click into those links. Also, if you click into the Newegg links, if you need computer parts, for instance, I'm building a computer, so I just recently bought some parts just the other day over at Newegg. You click into the Newegg link, and whatever you buy there, a portion of that sale goes to the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. So get your shopping done, whether it's for you or maybe after the holidays, you've got some gift cards or something like that, go to shop.freetalklive.com. Just get into that habit, and it helps Free Talk Live and the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. Let's go to your thoughts about what you want still to come. Prostitution. We'll talk about some good news, apparently, in that area. First, though, we've got Kurt on the line in Michigan on the amp lines. Hey, Kurt.
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Super.
Very
What's
well.
On your mind?
Well, I'd like to talk about voting.
Okay.
First off, I do want to say the last three times I've called, Derek J. has been there. And, Derek, I've got to say, I think you are an excellent addition to the show. You've got an amazing radio personality, and I'm very glad that you're doing what you're doing. It's very entertaining.
Oh, well, hey, thank you, Kurt. Oh, you a sweetheart. You call back anytime you want.
You're one of the people I'm really looking forward to meeting at Liberty Farm.
So. Oh, well, right back at you now. Thank you. See you soon.
Excellent.
So what you got?
So, yeah, tell me about it, Kurt.
I've called a few times before in my opposition to voting as it is in the United States.
Okay.
My first argument was basically three questions, and it was, you know, can you force someone to love you? And obviously, I agreed with you when you said the answer is no. You know, and can you fight your way to peace? And I agreed with you when you said the answer is no. It's because those concepts are antithetical to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that freedom and voting are also antithetical to each other, so I don't believe you can vote your way to freedom.
Hear, hear.
And my argument was, I don't know if it was dismissed, but it wasn't, I don't, given the gravity, I thought that it should have been. So I decided I was going to come up with another call. And the second time I called, I had a couple other questions. And that is, how can you decide to leader for someone else and still remain within the context of liberty?
Mm.
And the corollary
voting doesn't decide leaders.
I'm sorry?
Voting doesn't decide leaders. I'm not being led by any of those people.
Okay. Well, you are.
It just elects the head criminal. That's all. It just elects the head gang member.
You choose them as your leader, right?
No.
They are.
Why would I do that? I don't choose them as my leader. I simply am playing a little game that that they put up to distract people.
We're getting hung up on the semantics of the definition of the word leader.
Well, I guess you're getting hung up on it because you're not using an appropriate definition, in my opinion.
Well, how can you decide? Well, let's face it. They reign. They rule. Correct.
Well, ruling is different from leading. When you lead, you lead by example, and you set a good example for people, and they'll follow you.
Okay, would you admit that they're rulers?
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Okay. How can you decide on a ruler for somebody else and still remain within a context of liberty? Or how can you decide how to spend that someone else was forcibly extracted money and still remain within the context of liberty?
Well,
and again, these are arguments that did not get true, because I still hear an advocacy of voting. So I'm going to come at it from a third direction. And
I don't decide for someone to bow down to anyone, Kurt. If someone bows down, that's their choice.
No. When you go into a voting booth, you're going in there deciding how to spend somebody else's money. Now, that you are making the decision in what you believe is the right way is a moot point. You're walking in there thinking that, I do have the right to pull this lever and make this decision for everybody.
Well, is there a distinction between...
If you win, it happens for everybody.
But, Kurt, do you see any distinction between an individual walking into a piece of machinery and pulling a lever and making a decision for other people about, like, law enforcement? I mean, I see a big distinction between pulling a lever and a policeman interpreting the law using a gun.
Well, you know that law, you understand going into that booth that anything that is decided at that booth will be backed up with the threat of violence.
Yeah, I do recognize that.
Okay, so, I mean, that's why, to me, it breaks down before you ever walk into the booth.
Yeah, that is, I mean, this is a really difficult one for me. I definitely hear what you're saying, Kurt, but how do you feel about playing the game a little bit differently? For example, there are 9 states where a person can register to vote same day. How would you feel about someone voting not once, but many times?
Like going around from precinct to precinct and voting more than once.
I mean, the fact of the matter is dead people vote in every election.
Right.
So, I mean...
So why not play the game, is what I'm saying.
Since the outcome is not a function of what people truly want, but it's a function of the extent to which it can be rigged by special interests.
I think that's a legitimate critique. However, some voting systems are more subject to fraud than others. But all that aside, just to get back to your issue of violence and foisting it upon people, I think that it breaks down what you're saying, and I'll give you an example through analogy here. So if we both are in agreement that this is a criminal gang and that voting is essentially a way to select the gang leader for a period of 2 to 4 years, would you agree with that?
Well, again, I won't get hung up on the word leaders, but yeah, okay.
No, I said gang leader. I didn't mean by, like, leading anyone else. They would be leading the gang, well, right?
But at what level of participation do you have to be part of the gang?
If you're voting, you're part of the gang?
Does going to that voting booth make you part of the gang?
No, absolutely not. In the same way I'll give you the analogy now, and you can figure out why that's not the case. So if I come along on the street and I find Derek J is being roughed up by some ruffians, and they're demanding that Derek J hand his money over, and I am just so persuasive that I am able to just persuade them away with whatever my persuasive skills are, and I say to them, look, guys, you don't want to do this. for whatever reason, I give them some reason, I manage to talk them out of it, and they turn around and they go elsewhere, then I have gotten involved in that situation. I have essentially cast my vote with these criminal gang members, and they have changed how they behave based on how I inserted myself into that situation. If it's possible to stop people from being aggressed against...
You only changed how they behave toward Derek J. We're talking about changing behavior toward everybody.
Right, and there are instances where you vote, and there are instances where you vote where your vote can result in them not taking as much money from their victims. Because we know they're going to steal. We know they're going to hurt.
My money's not yours to vote on.
I'm sorry?
My money's not yours to vote on.
But if he's...
And that's the basis.
But it's my money, too. So they're going to steal my money, so therefore I have a say in what they're going to do with it. And I would prefer they not spend it on the $300,000 armored vehicle that they're going to spend it on.
I prefer they not have it. But anyway, can I...
Well, you know what, Kurt, here's what I think. I agree with you that voting isn't going to change anything because you have to change people's minds first. You have to change people's hearts and minds before anything will ever move toward liberty. So there's no doubt about that. But in the meantime, this is one of the few means that we have to limit the damage that this criminal agency is doing to people. And to just sit back and allow them to continue molesting folks and hurting them and threatening them without doing anything at all, because right now most people are not willing to stop paying property taxes. And until that happens, nothing really significant will change. You probably pay taxes, Kurt.
We're reaching a critical mass. So
really?
The pulse is...
I don't believe that for a microsecond, dude.
I believe that. And, you know, because the pulse...
Where's the mass tax resistance, then?
Well, believe me, I think it's going to be coming.
Well, really talk is cheap.
I think we're getting to the point... Believe me, and I talk to the public. I talk about this every day.
Liberty people are scared of this.
I have seen a change in the ordinary person's attitude over the past 5 or 6 years. And believe me, when I first started saying these things, I got maybe one out of every 20 that would...
Cool, man. I appreciate the optimism. I think you're right. Liberty is spreading more now than it ever has in the past. And thanks to the Internet and thanks to Ron Paul, which is a political campaign, by the way. So I think that that's all true, that it is spreading. But I don't think we're on the cusp of a critical mass of disobedience. I mean, you may be up to a critical mass of people coming to understand the ideas of liberty, and I don't even know how close we are to that. But I'll tell you what. Hang on, Kurt. We'll bring you back.
Yeah, I don't think questions for him.
Yeah, I don't think he got to his point either. You know, we're all over the map here with this discussion. But I think that until people are actually ready to non-cooperate and be disobedient with this system, then voting is one of the few options we have to limit the damage that these folks are doing. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Hour 3's next. Free Talk Live.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.